Good afternoon. It's 12:06 here at WHQR. I'm Gina Gamboni. I'm in for Jamila Erickson today. We have guests here in Studio One for our midday interview. I'm very excited to introduce you to Myrna Packer and Art Bridgman. Hello.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great
to be here. Great to be in Wilmington.
Excellent. So these guys, they just really ran over here to the studio. They've been out doing some residency work in the community. This is Bridgman Packer. It's a dance cooperative, and they are here in Wilmington as part of the UNCW Artist in Residence Program through the Office of Cultural Arts. They are performing at UNCW on Friday night and Saturday night. So let's get started here. You do some interesting dance, some dance that's not your average performance. And tell me about it.
Sure. First of all, we collaborate as choreographers and as performers. And together, we are Bridgman Packer Dance. And what is unique about our work is that we incorporate video on stage with us, often of ourselves, often life-size.
Right.
So I can not only dance with Art, but I can dance with his image. I can dance with my own image. We can multiply on stage. So sometimes there might be 10, 15 of us. Two of them are live and the rest are virtual. At times we use our costumes and our bodies as screens so that, for example, his body can be projected onto my costume. I can become half male, half female, and vice versa with him.
So we try to really integrate live performance and video technology in a way that's engaging to the audience and begins to deal with the question of what is real and what is not real, and give the audience something to chew on with that.
So how did you start using video in your I assume you were dancers first?
We were already choreographing and performing together for quite a few years before we brought in this new palette to our work. It was right around the time, about year 2000, 2001, when video cameras and projectors on a consumer level became affordable.
Right.
And we just started experimenting in our studio. And we hit on this concept of our life-size image and realized that it was, first of all, it had a lot of room for humor. When one confronts one's own image, there's something inherently funny about that, but also inherently profound, because we all have questions about our own identity and who we are and how we appear to the world. Are we our own physical self? Are we an image of ourselves? And also because today we're, all of us, bombarded so much all day with screen images. So what is our reality? Often our use of the video becomes a way of expressing different parts of oneself and different levels of consciousness, thoughts, dreams, memories.
Mm. And also, I know I saw some pictures from some of your work. Is that okay?
Of course.
That I was spying on you.
Please. We would like everybody to look.
Yeah, it's so lovely. But I saw some pictures where it's you can also explore what you mean to each other, or what we mean to each other as human beings, you know, not, with images projected on parts of our bodies or fully or...
Yes. Right. I think that dance and actually... relationships are about coming together or going apart. And I think that what we do a lot of in our work is also partnering.
Mm-hmm.
And partnering is about the whole issue of how relationships build and how they may build and then disintegrate. And I think that we work a lot with the physical side of dance in terms of our partnering. And then now we just have extended that into the use of video, where we're actually partnering our video images as well.
So I'm talking right now to Art Bridgman and Myrna Packer. This is their Bridgman Packer Dance. They are performing tomorrow night, no, actually Friday night and Saturday night at UNCW. And they're performing on the main stage, which is inside the Cultural Arts Building. They have a special, they use video in a special way in their dance. And there's two pieces you'll be performing One is voyeur, mm-hmm. and one right. is under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, I mean, with the use of video, you have a lot of technology to consider. So your stage is not just a simple open space. You have this interactive on-stage installation. And as I understand it, the audience gets to come up and take a look at this and how it works.
Yes, that's one part of the evening. The evening starts with the performance of Under the Skin, mm-hmm. and then there's an intermission. And then before we perform Voyeur, there's an installation component where the audience is invited onto the stage to explore our set and our projections, and to walk through, to mill around in the space. And to become part of this mini event.
So the intent is for the audience not just to be watching the show, but also to be part of the interaction of the technological component of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we really like to incorporate the audience as much as possible into our performances.
Right. So I understand that I think it's Voyeur that is inspired by the paintings of Edward Hopper.
Exactly.
Can tell me about that.
Sure. We live in the Hudson Valley, north of New York City, very close to where Edward Hopper was born and grew up. And his childhood home and birthplace is currently a art center called the Edward Hopper House Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they are one of the commissioners of this work. And that's what first pulled us into his work, is our proximity mm-hmm. To his birthplace. And much of Nyack looks like Hopper paintings. And in this piece, we're not at all recreating his paintings or doing a tableau vivant of a scene in his paintings. What interests us particularly is the aspect of his work where characters are seen through windows and doorways or appearing out of windows and doorways, where the viewer is seeing a partial moment mm-hmm. of a private life. And as we researched his work, the word voyeur kept coming up in art writings about him. And that was our entry in, is who is the voyeur? Is it the audience looking at us? Is it us looking at each other? Is it us looking at our video images? Is it our video images watching us? Mm. Is it another part of our consciousness observing us at any given time? And that sense of an architecture being a barrier that then somebody has to peer through was the inspiration for our creating our set, which is a series of panels with openings of windows and doorways. And we are seen through it, we're seen behind it, we're seen in front of it. And also Hopper's use of light was very exciting to us and a takeoff place for us. And what Art was talking about, portraying relationships, so many of the characters in his paintings have a disconnection with each other. And so we are looking at that a lot in this piece. What causes the connection? What causes the disconnection?
Right. Even though our human body is part of that architecture
mm-hmm.
and the relationship that we are peering through or trying to break down. Lovely concepts. These are beautiful concepts for this dance group who's here in Wilmington from New York, performing on Friday night and Saturday night at the UNCW main stage, which is inside of the Cultural Arts Building. The Cultural Arts Building is right there at the end of Randall Drive. And it's the same building where you'll find Beckwith Recital Hall, so you might know where that is. Friday and Saturday night, 8 o'clock, is when Bridgman Packer Dance is performing. And you can get tickets by telephone at 910-962-3500. You can purchase tickets at the event, at the box office that's there in the Cultural Arts Building. And it's going to be a really interesting event. Not only are they dancing, they have an interactive onstage installation. Their dance includes incorporation of video, interesting technology. Also, I hear there's going to be wine and cheese. After, I mean, yeah. I know
so
that's not
hear.
We hear that too.
Okay. And that's not videotaped wine and cheese, is it?
No,
Courtney?
It's not virtual wine.
It's real wine and cheese. So that's always exciting as well. Now, your use of video with dance, I understand, or I heard, you got to work with Dancelores folks, the folks from the Dancelores part of our Kugelores Film Festival, and they.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did two workshops. One was both with a filmmaking class from campus and the dancers from the community. That was on Monday night, and then last night was focused more on the community dancers and their process and their interest in integrating film into performance.
I bet that was exciting for them.
And exciting for us.
And exciting for you.
Yes, mm-hmm. We always learn a lot by setting up experiments with video cameras and projectors and movement, live movement, and seeing what people come up with.
All right, so this is Art Bridgman and Myrna Packer. They are from Bridgman Packer Dance, and they are being presented here in Wilmington. What a treat, by the Office of Cultural Arts at UNCW, and they are artists in residence this week. Their performances are Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. This is at the UNCW main stage, which is inside the Cultural Arts Building. You can call and get tickets at 962-3500, or you can purchase tickets right there at the box office that's in the Cultural Arts Building if you are going directly to the show on Friday or Saturday night. They have two pieces, Voyeur and Under the Skin. We get to go on stage and see their interactive onstage installation. And this is just a really exciting thing for folks, people who like video, people who like dance. And
right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Great to talk with you.
Yep. Great to talk with you.